This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Continuing WABE's coverage of the fight against child sex trafficking in Georgia, today at the state capitol, federal, state, and local officials unveiled a unified campaign to go after the customers of the child sex trade. The campaign includes a public service announcement aimed at potential customers, warning them of recently toughened penalties. Also, there are efforts to get men who know child sex customers to report them. But there remains the question of whether police and agents on the front lines will get any more money and resources to find and arrest the Johns. I put those questions to some of the officials at today's news conference, beginning with Atlanta U.S. Attorney Sally Yates. This campaign that was announced today, does it seem to you to be more about arrests or more about warnings, shame, that sort of thing, a kind of prevention idea?
I think it's a combination of both. It's clear to me that no matter how aggressive we are in our prosecution, that we are not going to be able to prosecute our way out of the child sex trafficking problem. That it's really critical that we try to deter this crime from happening to begin with. And what that means is to scare, shame, whatever it takes, those would-be Johns out of having sex with children.
One of the questions that's come up over the last year or so since the tougher state legislation was passed has come from actually one of the members of the commission that looked at it, Gwinnett County District Attorney Danny Porter. When I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, one of the points he made was, look, we haven't really made that many prosecutions yet. Even the feds have made only four in Gwinnett County since 2011. So are we attacking the problem in a way that shows that we actually know where it is?
Well, it's all over the state and all over the metro area. In the last 2 years alone, we've prosecuted over 36 traffickers in our district. And we have a lot more cases in the queue and could do a lot more cases if we had more prosecutors. You know, it's hard to quantify exactly what the numbers are out there. I'm not entirely sure what the numbers are, but I know that whatever it is, it's too much.
You are relying a lot, then, on the local authorities, aren't you? And then the question, of course, comes up, because you're familiar with how tough local and state budgets are. Where will the resources come from to do this?
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, those federal resources are pretty tight these days as well. And I think it's a matter of setting priorities. And from my perspective, sex trafficking, and particularly child sex trafficking, goes to the very top of that list.
What are the goals for this? How will you know when you've actually achieved something? Or is there the risk that this would be very high profile with a lot of people aware of it without the tangible results on the front line?
Well, you know, this is not something where we're looking for stats, you know, in the end of a year or 2 years to be able to pat ourselves on the back and say, my, weren't we successful? Our goal here is to try to deter men from having sex with children, and to also to prosecute those Johns if we can, if we're in a position with the facts and the evidence that we need. The most critical thing is trying to save, even if it's just one child, it's worth it.
Sally Yates is the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia, which includes Atlanta. Thanks so much for being with us again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.
Now joining us is GBI Director Vernon Keenan. Mr. Keenan, welcome back. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Dennis. This is the third time we've talked over this issue.
I was looking at your budget, the proposed budget for fiscal 2014, and one of the items in there was an increase of about $132,500 for the Child Exploitation and the Computer Crimes Unit, which would seem to be covering this. But as you read the line item, it says this is to basically continue funding that had been coming from the feds before.
Right.
So are we seeing any expansion in resources that an effort like this would take, or are we basically just trying to maintain the levels we already have, and how effective can we be?
We had four positions that were federally funded in the Child Sexual Exploitation Unit. Those federal grants expired on March the 1st, but the new budget that is coming into play will allow those men and women who are working these cases to transition over from the federal grants over to state positions. So what this first step is, we're maintaining our work level. At the same time this is happening, with today's event, you see that we are expanding out and bringing in other advocates and building other partnerships.
But if they're just funding existing programs and you're announcing an effort to go after Johns, which has always been difficult, won't that take more than what we have now?
Well, what it will require is for the GBI to continue to prioritize our existing resources, and the protection of children is always going to be at the very top.
How will enforcement, in terms of the customers, the Johns, be different now after today's announcement? What will be different out there on the front lines?
They are the men and sometimes women who will buy a child for sex have been warned. This is serious business, and we are going to be actively investigating this, and we're going to make cases, and we're going to prosecute them. It is not something that's going to be ignored. They're warned. They've been warned.
GBI Director Vernon Keenan, thanks so much for being with us again and giving us this time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.